Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 7th of September 2009 and the time is 3:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Tony Gibbon, I'm 48 and I'm from Worcester.
And how are you today?
I'm very tired. It's early in the morning.
And can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to want to be a part of One Another?
Well, I saw it on TV, actually. I think I'd heard about it on the internet, saw it on television, and just thought it was a brilliant idea. And now I've actually experienced it and come down and seen it, I'm actually convinced it's a brilliant idea. And that was it, really. I just took a chance on the internet, applied, and got in.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour on it?
To be honest, I didn't decide until about 2 days ago, because I've been so busy at work and having other things done at home that I haven't really had time to think about it. Few people have suggested things, most of them suggested taking my clothes off, and there's absolutely no way was I going to do that. So I really didn't think about it till a couple of days ago. I didn't think I'd want to put a performance on anyway, certainly not at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm not really a performer anyway, so whatever I'm going to do up there, it's going to be fairly static, I think. Nothing sprung to mind, and it's very difficult, I think, trying to think of what to do for an hour on a plinth in the middle of Trafalgar Square, unless you are a performer or unless you've got something that you specifically want to say, and I haven't, so I hadn't really made that decision until recently.
And what did you decide to do?
I'm going to play my favourite Beatles songs, not only my favourite, but my friends and family's favourites, and I'm going to dedicate them to them when I'm up there.
And why did you decide to do this?
I just thought the Beatles deserved to go on the plinth, really. And also, it's Beatles Week this week on television, so I just thought the timing was about right.
And now that you're here and you're about to go up, how are you feeling about it all?
Still tired. I'm actually really looking forward to it now. I must admit, I was a bit nervous about it yesterday, thinking about it. It's the first time I've really thought about it. But now I'm here, I'm really enjoying the experience. I'm looking forward to getting up there now.
And what do you think you're hoping to get out of the whole experience overall?
I think just the experience, really. Nothing more.
And when you're not on the plinth, how do you like to spend your time?
I don't get an awful lot of spare time, to be honest. But I'm a big music fan. I DJ, so I listen to a lot of music at home. So this is the ideal thing for me to do, really, play some of my favourite songs. I play a bit of golf, and I just enjoy family life, really.
How would you describe yourself? I know it's a really tricky thing to ask anybody to do, but what do you think you'd say about that?
Getting older. That's about it, really, I think.
Where were you born?
Worcester.
Worcester.
In the Midlands.
Yeah. And what was your upbringing like?
What was my what, sorry?
Upbringing.
fairly normal. It was actually not quite normal because I lived in a hotel, so it was really strange. My parents owned a hotel, so I spent, you know, most of my upbringing sharing my house with lots of other people, which was a bit bizarre. but no, fairly normal. Normal child, enjoyed school, enjoyed college. And I still, at the age of 48, haven't decided what I want to do with my life, which I think some people would find a bit strange, but I don't think I'll ever know, really. So I've kind of drifted from one thing to another, but it's always been something to do with entertainments, whether it be kind of running bars, which I've done, to DJing and managing bands and things like that. And I started doing that from a really young age because my father was very into music, and he used to manage bands, and he had a coffee bar with a really up-to-date jukebox on it. And he used to give me all the singles off the jukebox when they'd kind of done their day. So I've always listened to music, and it's always been a part of my life. So I guess this opportunity, really, it wouldn't be right unless I did something that involved playing some music, really.
And can I ask about your t-shirt that you're wearing.
Yeah.
Is this something that you've had made especially?
I did it myself. I didn't actually print it myself, but I kind of designed it myself. As you can see, I've stolen the logo and I've just put the Beatles on the top in their help position. And I've just put come together, one another, come together. It just kind of rang nicely.
And what impact do you think this project will have?
I don't know about long-term impact, but it's certainly having impact at the moment, I think. You know, a lot of people that I've mentioned it to in Worcester back at home that I'm doing it, all seem to know about it. And I just, you know, I spent the afternoon down here today and I think it's brilliant the reaction it's getting. I mean, there have been a few people walking past tutting and one or two swearing and saying, you know, this is a complete waste of time and stuff like that. But I was watching a guy up there earlier that was doing something. He was sending out all these streams of banners and things, and it was great watching other people get involved in it. And I just think the whole thing is really brilliant, and I'm really pleased and proud to be part of it.
And what are your passions in life?
Music, sport, and learning.
Learning anything in particular?
Just learning, just always willing to learn, you know. There's something new to learn every day, so nothing in particular, no.
Yeah. Okay. And have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about today?
Not really, no. I'm just looking forward to it. No, I've got no fears other than falling off. Hopes, none. Just hope a few people watch it or listen to it. No, nothing else really.
Okay. And is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, other than the fact that I'm really looking forward to it and proud to be part of it.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.